Sports 1280 WHTK.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Something historic happened that night because I said something to that person that would change the course of history in the WWE forever. I looked at that person and I said this in Hershey that Saturday night. If you don't put down that candy, I'm going to kick your candy ass. And let me tell you something, just like that, 2 seconds later, that old lady put that candy down.
Hey, it's WWE superstar The Miz. WrestleMania, a night defined by destiny, where history is made and legends live forever. Don't miss The Rock, John Cena, Brock Lesnar, CM Punk, and your favorite WWE superstars at this year's history-making event. For your chance to win a copy of WrestleMania 28 on DVD, keep it locked right here on 1280 WHTK, Rochester's Sports Talk. And don't miss WrestleMania, Sunday, April 7th at 7 p.m. live on pay-per-view.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for April 6th. I got the date right this week.
Yay.
It's Plan Your Epitaph Day. Mine was, he didn't know the date, and he screwed up the week. No. Also, it's a Sorry Charlie Day. So if you don't like my get the date wrong, sorry, Charlie. The only birthday today would be, if he was still here, The Rock's grandfather, Peter Maivia, would have been 76 today. Quite appropriate, I guess, with the Hall of Fame tonight going on and WrestleMania 29 tomorrow. The Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. WrestleMania, a night defined by destiny where history's made and legends live forever. The Rock, John Cena, Brock Lesnar, CM Punk, and your favorite WWE superstar step onto the grandest stage of them all. That's tomorrow, Sunday, April 7th at 7 p.m. live on pay-per-view. And you can join us for WWE's WrestleMania at Salvatore's. That's right, tomorrow. Well, it starts at 7, guys, so I would suggest getting there at 6.
Yeah, parking's going to be a bear.
Yes, and tell Bear that at the door. That's his name.
Yeah, that's right. Bear. He has three fingers on one hand. Yeah. And
the other on his
he's wearing
stun
an eye
gun.
Patch. He's wearing an eye patch.
Bear, he'll be at the door, and he'll be, like, giving you grief. So please, be nice to everybody there. But tomorrow, get there early. We've got some stuff to give away. I've got a couple of those WrestleMania 29 DVD sets with the Hall of Fame ceremonies on it. 28. 29 is tomorrow.
Yeah.
28 is last week. 28. But not only that, I've also got tomorrow, for while supplies last.
WrestleMania 39 DVDs.
No, we have the Rock G.I. Joe poster.
Nice.
And a G.I. Joe temporary tattoo. So you can look just like your favorite wrestler, CM Punk. You know, it's got the cobra. You can put it on your shoulder.
And if you can do a Cobra Commander impression, we'll give you an extra one.
Now, the secret to getting these is you have to find Danger Boy when you go to the show tomorrow. Because the only way, we're not going to hand him out the door.
Hug him hard.
Yeah, hug him. Hug the artiste and Jay-Z.
You give him a squeeze down, on the bottom area, the gluteal area.
His girl will slap you.
Yes.
But come out tomorrow night.
Wait, me or her? Who are we talking about?
Danger Boy.
If you guys have been there before, you'll find us. Okay, this is the guy with the microphones. They'll be doing some karaoke before you come in, I'm sure, right? Ooh. A little Blink 182 maybe. But hey, let me hold
Journey
on.
Natalie Imbruglia.
That's
Natalie Imbruglia.
Tomorrow night. WWE, it's the grandest pay-per-view of all. Big daddy of them all. WrestleMania 29. Big daddy of them all. There'll be some slobbering going on. Clobberknocking. All right, that'll be tomorrow night at Salvatore's The Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. We're going to be there giving stuff away, and you'll be there enjoying yourself, spending all that money you would have paid for the pay-per-view at home on all sorts of pizza,
burgers.
Garlic bread with marinara sauce.
That's the secret.
Get it.
Oh. Chicken wings.
All right. And if you're into UFC, we're going to be down there for April 27th for UFC 159 with John Bone Jones against Chael Sonnen, which is going to be, I think, a great UFC pay-per-view. But tomorrow, just write down your calendar, you know, plan it all day, get there early. One more
plug. Don't park at that place next door.
That's where you have to. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can't park
at across the street.
Yeah, across the street. That's where I park now. It's natural. But Niagara Falls Comic Con is happening June 8th and 9th at the Scotiabank Convention Center. More than 100,000 square feet of exhibitors, movie screenings, celebrities, and more. Come meet Adam West. Was that Mayor Adam West?
Yeah.
Adam West.
Do the Batusi for him.
Yeah. What Batusi? Yeah. Lou Ferrigno, Mick Foley, and I believe Ted DiBiase is going to be there, and more. Go online, find out the details at nfcomiccon.com, and we'll be giving away tickets as we get closer to the event. We're going to, you know, with the wrestling relate, we definitely want to go hang out. But today, you know, Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations, our favorites across the street here at the Strong Museum of Play, and our friend Jamie brought up pulled pork and
coleslaw,
and of course the latecomers.
Does it still exist?
No, the latecomers don't get any.
It's gone.
All right.
Wait, my pulled pork.
There's something
Wham?
For
Wham.
Yes.
Wham 1180. I'm coming for you.
Yeah, that's right. We should have a tug of war for it. I think we would win every time.
Their name rhymes with whammon.
Yeah, that's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at BillGray's.com. Today is the WrestleMania 29 pre-show. We have no guests except for you. Give us a call 222-1280 star 1280. We're gonna do our predictions as we go through the show. But I want to hear, we've got some stuff to give away. I've got two of these WrestleMania 28 DVD sets to give away today. But I want to hear people's predictions. You give me one match you think how it's going to go and the one match you're looking forward to. And 222-1280 star 1280 is the number. We're going to go right to the phones immediately because why wait till later? We got Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Good. There you go. First of all, congratulations on going down to WrestleMania, man. You're going to have a good time, bud.
Yeah, the Cashman will not be at Salvatore's tomorrow. I apologize in advance. I do provide all the gifts and everything, but I'm going to be in section 218, row M, seats 3 and I think 2 and 3. I can't remember, something like that.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about the access that it's not as good as it's been in the past. And people have been waiting in lines for hours and not getting the autographs.
That's how it goes every year, but, you know, this time they're sitting right by the number one city in the United States. Got to think there might be some big lines there, you know?
Yeah. What's the name? Punk's a little perturbed about Cesaro not being on a WrestleMania card.
They might find a way to work him in. I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm just as perturbed about the fact that The Miz and Wade Barrett are pre-show, yet the Brodus Clay Tensai junk is on the
Sweet
main show.
Sweetie. I got to tell you, there's an hour pre-show to the rest. So you're going to get at Salvatore's. If you get there at 6 and have your laptop with you, you'll be tuning in right then at YouTube. And you get an hour pre-show. So, and they're doing an hour post-game show, too.
Can we plug in the laptop to the TV?
I don't know. I'll give him a call down there during the break and see if that's possible. I don't know if that's legal, is it?
Oh, I don't know. I
believe it is.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll ask. I'll give him a call down when we're in our break here and see if, because if you do that, then it would be 6 to 11. That's nuts.
Wow.
That's a long day, man.
It's a lot of wrestling.
Yeah, no, it's different this year. I mean, it's $45 too to get into these access show, the access dates. I'm going to be down there Sunday before the show, and I'm thinking about doing the access, but I'm not. You know, I figure why in Rome? Why not? You know, but it's like I don't know. Or when in Rome, that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that I don't know, $45 and you have a chance. I'm not really an autograph hound. I never have been doing this show.
You can pay $45 and go to one of those tailgate parties and watch wrestling all day and eat food and
that's probably what we'll be doing. Beverages. That's probably what we'll be doing because DC Danny Cole is not here this week because he's down there
scouting it out.
He and I are in the same hotel, so.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so.
Those aren't pillows, Rick.
Don't be one of those rock stars and throw your stuff out the windows.
Yeah, I won't, believe me.
From the hot tub.
That's right, I'm a rock star, man.
A couple more. First of all, I got a prediction. I believe that Kane is going to some way find his slither into the match and make it go Taker's way.
Kane?
I have a feeling.
That's your prediction.
You don't think King's gonna have anything to do with the match?
I do not.
It's not gonna go. I believe it's gonna go Punk's way for the majority of the match, and then he's gonna come down on the ring and somehow get involved.
Listen, Undertaker's not 20 and nothing for nothing. Okay, he'll be 21 and zero. You know, and CM Punk will be that 21. You know, I don't think. You know, I mean, that's your prediction. I'll accept that. And
okay.
Then we'll make fun of you next week when you're wrong.
Now, as far as the match I'm looking forward to Lesnar and Triple H, because, you know, I do not believe that Triple H is going to, you know, make himself get forced to just being a booker in the back. He's going to, you know, keep going, and he's going to wrestle. Not as much as he did in the past, but
no.
He's still going to be on the, you know, WWE roster.
How much have you seen Triple H in the last 2 years on WWE TV?
Well, really? He's still going to be. So you think he's going to be retiring? I doubt it.
No, but who cares? He hasn't been on. There's no emotional attachment to this guy being on TV because he hasn't been on TV. I think it's the dumbest stipulation in the whole pay-per-view. Oh, you lose your job, so that means you can just come out in a suit every once in a while or something, you know? I mean, I don't get it. You know, they're trying to build up some interest in this, and I think the most interest now is that HBK is going to be out there. That's about it.
All right. Shoot that down.
Come on, guys. Someone's got to...
I know.
No,
I was just trying to, you know, come up with something a little different.
Well, I mean, it is different. I mean, you know, I'm just being logical. You're being,
okay.
You're playing with your heart. But what about Danger Boy? You say something?
Well, I mean, you make complete sense. Triple H, I mean, besides coming out in a suit on TV, he's wrestled like 3 matches in the last.
He fired Vince McMahon. It was the biggest thing he did, and that was like a year and a half ago.
I don't think anybody's really emotionally invested in the Triple H storyline, except for Triple H.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think it should be number one on the card.
I mean, when they feigned his retirement last year, and he was like standing in the ring, he was getting no applause the first time they did it.
And he did it twice. And the second time they had to really prod the crowd to react at all. So I don't know, Rick.
That's fine.
That's how you feel, bro. It's okay.
No worries. Everybody's got their opinion, and I respect yours.
Okay.
Now TNA. I guess TNA officials have been saying Velvet Sky did suffer a knee injury. Can you confirm that?
Did she suffer a knee injury?
They said that she did at the tapings in Jonesboro.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything official. I mean, she's been, you know, she'd never said anything on Twitter about being injured. So,
well, that's my close sources tell me that she did suffer a knee injury in Arkansas.
You know what? When I see her down there at WrestleMania, I'll do an inspection. I'll let you know.
And WrestleMania.
Yeah. She's down there at Woodbury for the TNA show tonight, I think it is.
Woodbury.
Westbury. Yeah, sorry. Right. Woodbury is where the governor lives. Sorry.
No, the governor's not there anymore.
He disappeared.
Sorry.
No, Westbury. Sorry. Yeah. A little walking about it.
And I've been hearing some things about Christian being down in Access, so hopefully he's nearing a return soon.
Well, you're breaking my news, man. It was like
somebody
called up and asked, Christian, was it you? And now we find out that Christian is at the hotel and he's ready to come back. So
yeah, hopefully he's nearing your return in the next couple months.
Yeah, we'll see. In a couple months, he's going to be on Monday night, I bet, if he's there.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. And he's coming back as a face, too, so if it makes you feel any better.
Okay, and one other thing about Aces and Eights. I know, you know, where AJ Styles left off last week. I fail to believe that he's going to go with Aces and Eights. You know, that faction is just getting a little too big, and, you know, I don't think that storyline would be good because he is a TNA original.
You know what? AJ Styles is doing Sting from the NWO era.
100%.
He's doing Sting where he sat up in the rafters and didn't say anything.
Yeah, for a year.
That's exactly what he's doing. So,
do you think he's going to join the Aces and Eights?
No, he's going to be the big hero at the end of it.
He definitely will not be. I want to thank you so much for calling, Rick. We got to save some room for other people on the phone too. I appreciate you calling every week, and we will definitely. I'll have a great post WrestleMania show next week. But we got Paul from Rochester. What's up, Paul?
My precious.
Yes. What's up? Yeah. Is a record skipping? Go ahead.
Did I hear right? Is Nick Foley now doing stand-up comedy?
Who's that, Fred Foley?
Nick Foley?
Yeah, Roger Foley? No, Mick Foley.
Axel Foley?
Mick Foley tells stories, and he doesn't claim it's stand-up comedy. He tells funny stories.
Oh, because he was on Jay Moore's show, and I thought for sure he said he was on tour.
Well, he is on tour, but he tells stories. It's like it's not really a stand-up comedy. I mean,
it's like spoken word.
Yes, yeah. It's like, he comes out and he says, I'll tell you a story about Al Snow, and he proceeds to tell the same story about Al Snow.
Oh, that kind of stuff.
When you say it's stand-up, you're guaranteeing that someone's going to laugh. When you say it's spoken word, you know.
We saw him do one in Brockport in, what was it, 2000?
2000.
Year 2000, and... it was and it was the very first time he's ever done it, but he's told a lot of stories from his very first book, which were very, very funny. A lot more detailed about people's junk falling out in the middle of wrestling matches and stuff. But, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you might be interested.
Kind of thing. Like what I do.
I don't know. No. What do you mean, like you're you? Hey, dude, thanks for calling. We got to go to break.
I'm going to be ill now.
Yeah, it's always a gamble.
I zoned out for a second and was checking my Instagram, so I don't know what he said, so I'm happy.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Just be thankful you didn't eat pulled pork like these two guys did.
Oh, boy. No, I still want my pulled pork.
Hey, there still might be some around here. Just
BillGrays.com/WhoStoleMyPulledPork.
Hashtag.
All right, we're going to break. You wham. Call and tell us what you think is the match of the pay-per-view, and give us one prediction, and we do have some stuff to give away later, so please stay by your phone. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Sports. Oh, by the way, the number is 222-1280. Outside of Rochester, it's 585-222-1280, which we got. That's all we got was outside of Rochester calls last week with Trish Stratus, which was awesome. All right, but give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
Yes, Rock is the great one, but the great one will fall. The Rock's time is up. My time is now.
Are you trying to tell me that I made a mistake and that's an ace is an ace cut you're holding in your hand, brother? Because if that's the decision and that's the direction you're going, brother, you and I are way off the page.
Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes.
Defeating you at WrestleMania is no longer good enough. The disrespect that you've shown Paul Bearer will cause you to pay the ultimate price.
Hey, it's The Miz from WWE. And where else would you expect to hear me on the radio in Rochester, New York? That's right, 1280 WHTK, Rochester's only sports station that matters.
I hear the tears of a clown. I hate that song. I always feel like they're talking to me when it comes on. Come on.
Another Is that how you feel? All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. A little ditty there. We're gonna. Listen, dude. I
see what you did there. I see what you ditty there.
A little ditty about ditty.
I gotta tell you, I gotta see him perform this, okay? But at least I get to see it in living color too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, living color
it's
is gonna
just
be
living color.
No, I'm sorry, in living color was a TV show.
Damon Wayans and
all the Wayans.
Two snaps Wayans up. And... All right.
I love this wrestling match.
Welcome back. You have to wear one of those little bitty hats on top of your head.
The men's rolling around in the tights.
All right. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman. I'm here with Jay-Z, Danger Boy, Fireman Bill?
Fire Marshal Bill. Just like our essence.
And the artiste. And,
I have no idea what's going on right now.
It was Jim Carrey's original role that
Before
made him
your
famous.
Time.
All right. Yeah, we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Slight Empire Culver. WrestleMania, a night defined by destiny where history is made and legends live forever. The Rock, John Cena, Brock Lesnar, CM Punk, and your favorite WWE superstar. Step up, speaking. Step
no, you
up.
Said it wrong.
Step out. Step onto the grandest stage of them all this Sunday, April 7th at 7 p.m. That's tomorrow, live on pay-per-view. And you can join us at Salvatore's, 149 East Ridge Road. I am now getting the feeling that you're going to have to get there at 6 if you want a seat.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting the feeling because I've got a feel from tweets and stuff that I've gotten in the last few minutes that it's going to be like an avalanche of people. So, but it's free, and we're going to be giving stuff away. Get there early. We'll be have prizes, drink specials. There'll be all sorts of things going on. And, of course, WrestleMania 29 on the big screen. And there's multiple big screens in the place, so you can see it in every direction you turn. You'll see WrestleMania 29. And come on down. We'll have a great time. I promise you. I swear. You'll have a great time. And you might even see me because I'm going to make a jaunt right out into the middle of the ring at one point in my Pain Clinic shirt.
Hey, it worked for Hillbilly Jim.
That's right. No, well, actually, he did it.
But that was
set up.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
No, it's still real to me.
Okay. You know, we got an interesting call on the line right here. I just took a whole bunch of calls during this last segment, and this is a, hey, WHTK, what's your name?
Fandango.
I'll let you say that, Fandango. Dave, what's up, brother?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, today, home opener for the Red Wings in just a couple hours.
Great wrestling week, or great week, sports weekend, Final Four, Red Wings, WrestleMania.
Oh, my gosh. If you're a sports fan, you will not be. You'll be propped in front of a TV or out in the ballpark today somehow.
Exactly. The match I'm looking forward to most is probably Jericho and Fandango.
We'll finally get to see if the guy can wrestle or not. Actually, Johnny Curtis could wrestle. We've seen that before.
Right.
That's when he was Johnny Curtis. Now he's Fandango.
It sounded like Cena was teasing the heel turn, but then he told ESPN that he wouldn't do a heel turn because there's too many kids. There's an article on ESPN.com
that he wouldn't do
a heel turn because there's too many kids that rely on
him. Yeah, and there's too much money to be made by him in merchandising.
Well,
kids don't buy bad guy merchandise.
If he was going to turn bad guy, he wouldn't tell you anyways.
Yeah.
It would be a surprise.
Right, but would he specifically tell ESPN that he wouldn't do it? I mean, I don't
think... Would a bad guy lie?
Of course. Yeah,
of course.
You're right. You know, I mean, but then again...
Well, here's the thing. He's not going to believe he's a bad guy if he does a heel, if he turns heel. He's going to believe he's right, and that's... I think it was Jake Roberts said that. You know, you want to believe that you're right when you turn heel.
Well, usually heels can tell the truth.
And that's the key to a good villain. Yeah. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I don't see it happening.
It's not going to happen. It will. And if it does, you know, the thing is he's going to get the heel treatment if he wins that match and he leaves the arena because nobody wants him to win.
When he wins that match.
Yeah, sorry. Yes. When.
Yeah, because then they'll have the rubber match next year.
I'd worry about your safety if you were wearing a Cena shirt.
Yeah, I know. Me too. You know, I'm not going to be anywhere near where anyone's going to care what I'm wearing.
I swear, don't even give them ideas about a rubber match. If this becomes thrice in a lifetime,
yeah.
I'm going to be really
I've
upset.
Already heard there's talks of doing a Cena Undertaker for 30, so...
You realize perfect. That The Rock signed up for the next pay-per-view, right?
Yeah.
So it's called the rematch.
That's going to be the
rubber match, and then maybe he'll disappear again for a little bit, you know?
Of course, I also worry about your sanity if you were wearing a Cena shirt, too, but that's beside the point.
Well, I always question when I see young male...
grown-ups.
Pitch it up at Goodwill.
When we were in Buffalo, I'll tell you, these two drunk guys must have been about 25, and both had two different colored Cena shirts on, and they were just singing along with his rap introduction. And
maybe
all,
they were hipsters. They were doing it ironically.
No, they look like they just got out of a, you know... I'm not saying the typical look, but they look like they just got out... You know, the gun racks in the back of their truck and stuff like that, you know?
Oh, are you sure they weren't on their weekend passes from the home?
That could be. I might have seen them picking up garbage on my way in here today on the side of the expressway in an orange jumpsuit. Did you see all those guys driving in? Just kidding.
I ignore them.
Yeah, so, yeah, Dave, if you catch me a Cena shirt, then I've fallen, hit my head, and have amnesia. That's got to be it.
Or he turned heel.
Or he turned heel, yeah.
Yeah. So anything else, Dave?
No, I mean, have a good time. Be safe getting down there, and I don't know.
I appreciate it. If you follow the Pain Clinic on Facebook, I'll be posting pictures from there. So, as well as my own personal Twitter, which is @_cashman. If you want to see my pictures from WrestleMania, and if not, I'll just post them all when I get back. But thanks for calling, brother.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, have a good day at the game today. We got my good friend Baldy. What's up, buddy?
Hey guys. Now, spoiler alert, if no one wants to know who's going to win at WrestleMania, turn down the radio for about, usually give me about a minute or two, because I got the script right here.
Hold on a second. Put your fingers in your ear and go, I'm for about 3 minutes. So.
Right. And sorry, guys, but the streak is over. CM Punk will come out on top against The Undertaker. You know, it's time to put Taker out the pasture. They need to strike the iron while it's hot with Punk and really put him on the map here. As far as Cena, Rock, you know, who really cares? But, of course, Cena's going to go over in that one. And the other big match, slipping my mind right now. What's the other big match?
Triple H and Brock Lesnar?
Brodus Clay, Tensai, Cameron.
No.
Brock Lesnar is going to have to lay down to the boss's husband It's a sad state of affairs.
Vince McMahon is married to Triple H. Is that what you're saying?
Wait, what?
Mr. McMahon, the guy who took Shane McMahon's spot in the hierarchy and caused the backstabbing amongst the family, almost Romanesque. He will go over. It'll be a sad state of affairs, but they just want to remind everybody that, yes, wrestling is fake.
I don't want either one of them to win.
That's hilarious.
One last prediction, guys, and I'm sure you're glad I have my tinfoil hat off, but I'm going to put it on real quick.
Okay, Zob.
Because Jack Swagger, although he would take Homeboy and throw him up and down each side of the post, he is going to have to also do the honors because, of course, you know, WWE, they're against the white man. They're putting over the Mexicans. You know how it is, guys.
No, Baldy, I think, what about Jack Swagger got busted with pot about a month ago?
What about John Cena?
There's nothing wrong with that. You know, a little bit of here, a little bit there. Yeah. To relax. It's good after you work out to relax.
I think he has glaucoma, too, so that might help.
John Cena.
It's a lot better smoking cigarette, guys. Let's face it.
Baldy, you're a one-man comedy act.
Here's the thing. I agree with him when it comes to the CM Punk Undertaker match. I also had the same feeling last time I put money on the Washington Generals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have the same feeling. But this time they got him.
For those of you not in the know, they play the Harlem Globetrotters.
I tell you what, if CM Punk wins, I want that guy in there to be wearing a Baldy jersey next Saturday.
I tell you, if CM Punk wins, you're invited up, okay? I will email you, and you're invited up to hang out with us next Saturday. No,
well,
not.
Be careful.
No, no, no. I'd love to have you up. I'm a big fan of Baldy, but thank you.
You better have the delay button on if you do.
Thanks for the call, brother.
Thank you.
Enjoy. See, if you can watch the pay-per-view, please enjoy it. Please, 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 please enjoy it. We got to Bill from East Rochester. Now, Bill had a question about the Hall of Fame ceremonies.
Well, first off, guys, you thought that he had problems putting money on. I had money on Frankie Williams and Steve King, not the picture writer, years ago back in the Allentown days. I just need to clarify, will they have the induction ceremony live tonight, or will it be pre-recorded?
It's going to be pre-recorded, I think, Tuesday at 10 o'clock. It's going to be an hour long. Right now, they've only got a couple guys set for it. They have Tuesday at 10 to 11. They're going to do Bruno Sammartino, Donald Trump, and I guess Mick Foley kind of pitched a fit that he wasn't going to be on it, and so they kind of might add part of his speech onto it also.
Oh dear!
But that's all you're going to see.
They said they're going to show portions of everybody, though.
Yeah, you'll see everybody for a second or two.
All right. Well, you know, it's just something very special when you get the guy who basically built the company throughout a 7.5-year title run to start with. Always wanted to find out how, you know, one more time just to see that guy pack the house like he never did before.
Oh, yeah, and he's going to. I can't wait. I'm very happy for him, so, man.
I am, too. I'll tell you, if it weren't for his run, if it weren't for the popularity that he generated, we probably wouldn't be having this discussion. We probably wouldn't have Hulk Hogan. We probably wouldn't have Warrior or anybody else whose heroism was built in a booking office. This guy is as real as you'll get in this industry.
It is, and he is so widely renowned by everybody from every aspect of life, including Hollywood stars. You know, he's
right,
and he's going to have Arnold inducting him.
That's
so
right.
Yeah, it ought to be interesting. So thank you so much for the call, Bill.
Anytime,
okay,
right.
Brother.
Take care.
Okay.
Am I reading this right? Is there a typo next to who's inducting Bob Backlund?
That's Maria Menounos.
Why?
She's a huge Bob Backlund fan.
She actually met him when she was 19, and she made a movie with him in the lead part years ago, and I guess that's why, I guess. But she has had a really, we mentioned it before.
How many people come to mind that could be inducting Bob Backlund? And it's Maria
Menounos. Because you know what?
I break the back. I'm the real. I break
this
the back.
Is for me.
And Duncan, Bob, you had the marijuana.
Where's the towel now, Bob Becklin? All right, we got Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing good.
Richie, get down there safe, buddy, and have a good time when you're down at WrestleMania.
I will.
You know, there's two matches I'm looking forward to. One, the match between The Undertaker and
CM Punk.
Yeah, CM Punk. And my prediction And I had to say it. I was right that time I made a prediction. This is from my friend Kimmy. John Cena will win the WWE title.
And he will be booed out of the stadium. But
because didn't you guys say a while back that sooner or later The Rock will have to lose the title? And doesn't he have a couple movies coming up?
Yes, he's making one called Hercules that starts pretty much the second he's done with the pay-per-view. But he's still going to be back for believe me, he's not gone forever, but he's not going to be the title holder.
Okay.
The title is to set up John Cena for the payback win, because he won last year, and now it's time for John Cena to get the win back, you know?
Okay, and guys, whoever's going to be there from the radio show, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, Brian, thank you for coming out, guys. We'll and don't tomorrow. Forget see that tomorrow, Salvatore's. Starts at 7. It starts an hour early, goes to 11. Get there early, because 6 to 10, or 6 to 7, I didn't call him yet. I'm going to call him in this next break. I swear I will do that. Call him and see if there's a way they can do it. But we got one more call on the line. It's Steve from Farmington. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, this year is going to be sort of rough watching WrestleMania. I've seen every WrestleMania from the first one. I've always had somebody in my family to watch it with. First, my son. He outgrew it. He's more into MMA now. Then my daughter, several years ago, picked it up. And I tell you how cool, what a wrestling fan she was. She would order every pay-per-view, TNA, WWE, everyone. But my daughter passed away in October.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
And she really loved wrestling. We took her to the War Memorial and several. But I know if she was around right now, there would be two matches she would still be interested in a lot, and it would be The Undertaker. And she loved both The Rock and John Cena.
Oh, you should be put in a bad situation to pick a winner out of that.
I know. She was there last year. She saw it. We ordered every month. We would order the pay-per-views, but in October we didn't, and she just never came back from the hospital.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. And you know, I think you should still get it and watch it just for her.
I am. My wife said, "Why don't you go ahead and order it?" I'll tell you just real quick how long I've been watching wrestling. I watched it with my grandfather during the Gallagher brothers, Tolos era, all those.
Oh yeah.
Always watched it with somebody. I remember, and this is why I love this year's Hall of Fame, because of Bruno Sammartino. Yeah. I remember all his years.
And he was huge. He was the John Cena. He was bigger than John Cena when he was.
Definitely.
Yeah, he was.
And one of the best matches I ever saw was a championship match between Sammartino and Pedro Morales.
And Pedro. Pedro was a champ for a while, too. Yeah, I love Pedro. Pedro was one of the first guys I got into watching wrestling when he was the Intercontinental title holder.
And I got to tell you, I watched the one in with my grandfather when Killer Kowalski came off the ropes onto Yukon Eric's ear.
Ooh, yeah. That's one of those ones where you lose an ear in a match?
Yep.
Well, man,
how long I've been watching wrestling.
So, and I think, you know what, it's changed a lot over the years, but, man, you still get into it, and that's really cool, man.
I'm planning on ordering it, but it's not going to be the same.
Yeah, well, you can come out and join us at Salvatore's. It's quite a drive from Farmington. But
Yeah, well, I think I like sitting in my home. I got a big 55-inch screen TV.
Okay, so what's your address? We're on our way. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay.
But cool. Well, man, thank you for calling. And, it's going to be a special one. And I'm sure wherever she is, she's watching it with you, you know?
She's watching over us. She's watching over her nephews. My grandson would sit there every Saturday on her bed and watch TV with her, wrestling and cartoons. And it's just been a hard time. My daughter was very ill. She had cerebral palsy. She lived to be 39. And basically, she's in a better life right now.
Yeah, you were very blessed. You had her as long as you did, too. And that's
we were told a lot of people that have cerebral palsy with her extent will only live to be in her 20s. So it was the care of my wife and I gave her that.
Very, very cool. Well, you're a very good man, and I'm sure you'll have a great time watching it. So we'll think of
you. Yes, and I still plan on coming to a couple matches whenever they come to the War Memorial. There is one complaint I do have about that, and my daughter had, where they shut handicapped people or people who are disabled. They send them quite a ways up.
Yeah.
But yet she sees matches from other stadiums where they let these people in wheelchairs down on the front floor, but they don't do it at the War Memorial.
I think it's just designed that way. I think that they designed the special seating area before they ever really planned out what the wrestling scene was going to be like. So
that was her only complaint, but she did always enjoy it. And real quick, she had a chance to meet somebody, I can't remember who it was, but my son and I actually met Rocky Johnson and Stan the Lariat Hansen.
Awesome. That is awesome, man. Very cool. Now, thank you so much for calling in. Please enjoy it. We got to go to break. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
You think that's why I'm here? I spend 364 days a year off, and I come here to tell you I don't think you can do it? I came here to tell you at WrestleMania you had better kick Brock Lesnar's ass!
In my current state of mind, the streak, it may come to an end Sunday, but you will never live to talk about it.
And if the people will it, then The Rock lives in this town, then The Rock would live in a big house right up the road, a big white house. And maybe, just maybe, we go from President Barack to President The Rock.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show, 1280 WHTK. Yeah!
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with Jay-Z, the artiste, Danger Boy, and you. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. I want you to know that WrestleMania is a night defined by destiny where history is made and legends live forever. The Rock, John Cena, Brock Lesnar, CM Punk, and your favorite WWE superstars step onto the grandest stage of them all this Sunday, April 7th at 7 p.m., live on pay-per-view. And you can join us tomorrow night at Salvatore's in the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. We'll be down there for WrestleMania 29. Come out and join us. We got lots of giveaways, drink specials, and we'll all have a good time. And if you get there early enough and you ask Danger Boy, you'll get a poster of G.I. Joe Retribution. Is that what it is?
Retaliation.
And with The Rock on the cover as well is a G.I. Joe tattoo with a cobra.
Phone's ringing.
I know. Darn it all. I'm on the air.
Don't you know you have a radio show to do?
I just probably yelled at somebody, and they're probably not happy about that. But nevertheless, it rings in here, folks.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now people are going to know.
Uh-oh.
But, we'll be down there tomorrow night. Come on down, 149 Eastern Road. And I just got off the phone. Maybe that was him calling back. I apologize. I just got off the phone with Ray down at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. And we're going to attempt to get the YouTube show on one of the TVs. There is an input. He says if you bring the laptop down and you have the right cable, everybody can watch it.
So somebody bring a laptop. One of you guys out there, and you get a free tattoo.
Well, laptops are always there. We always see guys with laptops there.
Yeah, why not?
Taking a look at the WWE released the set for WrestleMania.
Did you see the Statue of Liberty there on top of the stadium, on top of the ring?
That is quite a set they've got.
They've got the Empire State Building down on one end, and they've got the Statue of Liberty above the ring.
And this is all taking place in New Jersey.
Yep.
New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey.
Let's pretend it's New York City like we always do.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the Giants play there.
Yeah, and so do the Jets.
Should be the New Jersey Giants.
That's why
the
there's
New
only
Jersey
one real
Jets.
Team in New York.
Okay, let's go through and make our predictions real quick, and then I'm going to do some giveaways and go back to break here. Pre-show is going to be The Miz and Wade Barrett. Jay-Z?
Miz.
Okay. Artiste?
It's a pre-show, which makes me think. I'm still saying Miz.
Okay, and Danger Boy?
I'm going to say Wade Barrett to be different.
And I'm saying Wade Barrett, too, because I've met him, and I like him better. all right, next up, Brutus Clay, Tensai, Cameron.
Who cares about this match?
I am deeply invested
in this
match.
Take this off of WrestleMania and put this on Backlash.
Versus Cody, Damian Sandow, and the Bella Twins. I'm going to go with the
Nobody
bad guys.
Wins.
I'm going to go with all the fans lose.
Yeah. Listen.
The bathrooms lose.
Danger Boy.
I'm going to go with the good guys.
Okay. Artiste doesn't care.
Bad guys.
Okay.
They're all bad guys.
Jay-Z.
I'm going to go with the bad guys
well. All right. Okay. Fandango versus Chris Jericho.
Jericho.
Jericho's artiste. Danger Boy.
Fandango.
Okay. Jay-Z.
Fandango.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm going with Fandango, too, just because he's got to get a first win, I guess, for the character.
Yeah.
And Jericho's going
to becomes a jobber.
Jericho's supposed to be taking some time off. So.
There you go.
Ryback and Mark Henry. I'm going to pick mine first. I'm going to go with Ryback.
I'm also going Ryback.
Okay.
Feed me more Salvatore's hot wings.
All right.
That's a clean sweep. I'm picking Ryback. As
okay. Well. Wow, we're all going with Ryback on that.
I just don't see Mark Henry winning, and I see.
And plus, I hear his contract's coming to an end, so who knows? Okay, Sheamus, Big Show, Randy Orton versus the Shield. We'll go with Danger Boy first.
Shield.
Okay, Artiste.
Baby faces.
All right, why not? They're the best three guys in the business. You know?
John Cena was on that team last pay per view when they couldn't win.
Okay,
it's babyface mania.
I'm going to steal the prediction from a friend of mine. Shield wins, and Orton goes heel and joins Show, beating up Sheamus.
Okay, now we come to the hard. There's four matches left. We're going to take a break right now. Ooh. But right now, we're also going to give away one of these DVD sets for WrestleMania 28 with a Cobra tattoo with the G.I. Joe Retribution on the bottom of it.
Oh, nice.
See, they finally get to see it. And also the poster with G.I. Joe. And all you got to do is be is caller 12 and nav one. And, well, we haven't done a contest in quite a while, so just keep trying caller 12. 222-1280, star 1280. We're going to go to break. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
Feed me more.
Sports 1280 WHTK, an iHeart radio station.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. We're running out of time. Real quick, congratulate Steve from Rochester who won the DVD. I'm going to give another one in just a minute. But first, we got to go through the rest of these winners real quick. Very, very quickly. Okay, guys. CM Punk versus The Undertaker. I'm going with Undertaker.
Undertaker.
I'm going to be the contrarian, Punk.
Okay, Jay-Z. Shawn Michaels, or sorry, Brock Lesnar, Triple H. I'm going to go with Triple H.
Triple H.
Brock Lesnar.
Okay, Jay-Z. Dolph Ziggler versus, and Big E Langston versus Kane and Daniel Bryan. I'm going to go with Dolph Ziggler and Big E.
More with Big Ziggles as well.
Ziggler Biggles.
Yeah. Ziggler Biggles.
Why do I have to be the guy who always picks the opposite? I'm going with Kane and Daniel Bryan.
Okay, Swagger and Del Rio. I'm going to go with Swagger.
Alberto Del Rio.
Del Rio.
Okay, everybody but me. And Cena versus The Rock. I'm going to go Cena, of course.
Cena.
Rock.
Okay, Jay-Z. You guys are all wrong. All right, welcome back to the show. We got to get out of here right now. Caller 12. If you haven't won in the last 60 days, I got another one of these DVD sets. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. Please come out and join us tomorrow night at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. I promise you, you will have a great time, and we'll have a lot of fun, I promise. And I'll see you at WrestleMania. Look for me on the TV. I'll be the guy running in the ring getting beaten up by the security, okay? Thank you so much for guys making Jay-Z, Danger Boy, Artiste, and you, listener. We'll see you next week, unless I'm in jail.